So now, how do you ensure that you have an effective measurement? So for that, the tips are set very clear objective. We have learnt about that SMART goal and SMART way of putting this thing. So be very clear, set objective which are measurable and they are realistically achievable. Use the right tools. So for that, you have to use the right analytics. You must know in advance what are the parameter based data you will require. So put in place right analytics which will give you periodicity, real time, etc. Have proper CRM software, have proper analytical software. As I told you earlier in the AI chapter, now there are AI tools which will not only extract bulk data, big data, but even give you the inferences. So those aspects should be brought in place. So try tool after clear set of objective and then contribute the attribution model. So there I have told you first click, last click or multi-click, etc. So choose the right attribution model so that you are able to assign the cost, assign the revenue to particular ways of earning and spending, and then you will be able to arrive at a appropriate return on investment. What is important is the continuous monitoring and adjustments. ROI will get better only if it is monitored, operationalized, optimized. So that's why what it calls for is ongoing analysis. There has to be a set periodicity with which it is measured, it is reviewed, okay, and then optimization take place. You will get a clear idea. Remember every earlier channel I told you additional matrices. So with all those things, you get a clear idea as to what is working, what is not working, what is not working, what is ailing it. So all those aspects, so those are those what is ailing it, answer will come from those additional metrics that you are parallelly observing. So then you get into correction of those things. When you correct it, optimization will come. Review a strategy. Many times you may be compelled to review your strategy itself because channel and all may between them vary. Maybe your number this time is better than the previous, but you could do better because the way market is thriving. So then you should ask a question, is it a time for me to look at my strategy? Am I not able to maximize the today's trend in the market? Though I may be doing better than the same period previous year, but am I getting the best out of the current thriving market? If not, get into the strategy review. So what constitutes a good digital marketing ROI? So it's an indicative, but broadly they say 5:1, means you must earn 5 rupees for every 1 rupee spent. 10:1 ratio is exceptional. 2:1 might be acceptable in certain scenario when you are new, when you are launching or the first year of launch. Likewise, otherwise you got both the end, 5:1 being the moderate acceptable, 10:1 is like a dream come true, while 2:1 is a danger, but still maybe right at a particular life cycle of your product introduction, etc. Adjust benchmark based on the industry norm. So you must constantly keep an eye on industry norm, industry average, and then compare yourself. Industry and business specific ROI varies industry to industry, with luxury goods often seeing a higher return while the other business, maybe the cloth lines and all, may not have as important. Okay, within as a cosmetic industry is nowadays seeing a lot of high ROI, but not the other industry. So ROI is industry specific, and once you know that, be aware of the business size, the life cycle. Business may be overall tapering, but you are in a growth stage or you are in introduction stage. You are a late entrant to the market. So business has already seen its height. You are new entrant. So there may be a drag on your growth. What others have achieved, you may not able to achieve. So various such aspects, whether you are a startup, financially starving, etc. So what is it? That also all the business conditions you have to keep in mind. Arrive and do the scenario analysis. So your ROI expectation based on campaign type, that is brand awareness, you are looking at achieving the sale. So what is it? Accordingly, your ROI expectation should be set. Historical data will help you to have the realistic benchmark. So historical data of the industry, historical data maybe for your kind of unit, for your kind of expected turnover wise. You may be new, but there may be similar such unit. So one is the industry benchmark, then your kind of unit, if you can find out, that will give you a really good idea, and then set your ROI expectation. ROI for different marketing channels. So yes, we are going to say probably look at, we have discussed all these channels like SEO, and further you will see content marketing, email marketing, etc. We will have a salient aspects being reviewed. High ROI over time due to ongoing traffic and conversion. In the SEO, this thing, it's a time based. You have to give some time for SEO to show the impact. So you will achieve higher ROI over a period of time. Immediate vicinity, if you check, you may not see the realistic picture. It's the cumulative, in fact, impact over a couple of months later that you have to see, or maybe year. PPC and display advertising, immediate return. They give you immediate pay-per-click. Okay. So one is to also know the form of advertising that you have resorted. So then whether you are looking at short-term evaluation, mid-term, long-term, that also is one factor. Balance between the high spend and immediate result. So somewhere you should create a balance where you also continue to get immediate indication, as well as balance between high spend and periodic interval, after which only you will know the perspective. Evaluate the trade-off between quick wins and long-term strategy. So many times something is very attractive. You get a quick, you know, benefit out of it. Is it good for the long term? That has to be the question. Social media and influencer marketing means ROI varies widely. Success depends on campaign strategy and influencer effectiveness. So because of the variation, industry and the nature of unit wise is one good thing, but your campaign strategy, the chosen influencer, its effectiveness, your channel selected, all this will have a impact on your ROI. So perception, brand awareness, what stage are you doing, what kind of a campaign, that also has to be there. If you get into the higher lead generation at a time when your awareness itself is not very sound, very wide, then you may not get a good ROI. So those are the things, that is what I was trying to explain you. Evaluating ROI with cost structure. So we have seen these terminologies ahead. So I'm trying to just now give you a perspective. Cost of acquisition versus customer lifetime value. Higher customer lifetime value relative to cost of acquisition indicates a good ROI, because it's the same customer. You are not going to now pay for acquiring him. So over a period, if longevity goes up, your customer acquisition cost, which is already zero, so your profitability is better. And because your profitability is better, your ROI is better. Profit margin, ROI should cover marketing costs and continue to contribute in profit after recovering all the variable cost. So that's how you look at your margin and its impact on ROI. Monitor the margin pressure and adjust your marketing strategies accordingly. So important is to have the revenue, importance is to have profit, important is to sustain margin. What is it? Every business has to decide between the three, and therefore that will determine your impact on ROI. Considering fixed versus variable costs and its impact. You know very well that if your unit growth is good, variable cost per unit will go down. That will improve both your gross margin and net profit margin. But if your growth is not good, variable cost will go up. So that will eat into your margin. So these are the relationships that you should be aware of. Time frame considerations, whether you are looking at short term or a long term view, to determine the impact of ROI, to derive at some inferences out of ROI. So for various things, earlier also we have studied, you will have to give a long term account, mid-term, long-term account, to determine whether your that initiative, that campaign or that platform is effective for you or not. Brand awareness campaign may have lower immediate ROI but higher long-term return. So when you get into the creating a burst so that your brand awareness improves, what will happen? Immediate ROI will be lower because you are only achieving awareness, you are not seeking sale. But that campaign will yield you better when subsequently you come out with sales-oriented communication campaign. At that time, that high awareness will pay for itself into the time value of money in long-term ROI calculation. So it is like that net present value. If you are considering something for the long term, what is its net present value? That is what it is trying to tell you. Factor in if you can. Consistent measurement for accurate ROI. Consistency is very important. Ad hoc manner will not help. So for various kinds of thing, decide the periodicity, decide the metrics, decide standardized data collection, standardized analytics format, and obtain information, decide the report view, and then have a review as planned. Holistic view is far more important, and then get into micro view. So you must be aware of holistically how it is working for you, and then you have to have a micro view taken along with various other metrics that I have earlier told you. So overall, you will get a picture as to what is working, what is not working, why it is not working. So that way it will be helpful to you to manage your tactics and thereby optimize your channel strategy, or means cross-channel strategy or overall platform rate of return kind of thing. Adjustments and optimization, as I told you, that data, that the way I mentioned earlier to you, that how do you get the various data, how the formats, then understanding ROI vis-a-vis various other supported metrics will give you this indication as to what is not working, so that you get into improving that, arresting it, correcting it, modifying it, and then relaunching it. Broadly, it will help you to gather better revenue for the money spent. Regular updating the benchmark and then expectation of your getting aligned with the changing benchmark trend will keep you agile, will not outnumber you yourself. You will be able to, it is not about setting tougher goal, it is about setting reachable stretch expectation, like in the goal also. If the industry is earning better, if industry is thriving, why should you be at the same old rate of investment return rate? So that's a mute question. Therefore, the review of benchmark and resetting your expectation is very critical. Optimizing digital marketing return on investment. So how can you bring more for the money spent? So continuous improvement, various reason, various signals through which you know what is not working for you. Get into understanding why it is not working for that. What is the change you require? Get into correcting it at a faster rate. And not only that, embrace the culture of continuous learning and testing. So it's a continuity which is more important. Align with business goals. Ensure your ROI calculation reflects broader business goal objectives. If you are from the challenger, if you have declared yourself to going to be a leader in 3 years' time, then your business goal will be of a higher expectation. Is your ROI reflecting that? Use ROI insights to guide long-term strategy planning. So that also has been, your past insights on ROI should be the one of the foundation pillar to guide your long-term strategies. Long-term success will come to you in a sustainable manner when, instead of short-term this thing, you look at long-term ROI management. So you will be in a state of not seeing immediate ROI. You will be in a state of seeing ROI over a period without losing an eye for the current campaign, current media is paying off or not, that's okay. But immediately taking drastic step, instead you know that this media, say for example SEO that you are doing, is not going to pay you immediately. So monitor this for a longer period. That will give you an idea about sustainable way of working. Sustain focus over a period of time for each channel will really reveal for you where your money is worth being spent. So then foster and adopt a forward-thinking marketing approach. Now once you have a long-term view, you will be able to, and then your attention is on the long-term ROI, you will be able to find, refine a really impactful marketing strategy and tactics. Otherwise, you will be more tactically driven, not strategy driven, if you are at short and mid-term level operating. So, strategies for improving digital marketing ROI. So we have studied this here. This page actually just summarizes what is strategy. We have seen it. Key focus area therefore is targeting. So right targeting, channel optimization. So know over a period which channel is paying for you. How is the user experience and then improvement thereof? How is your content strategy doing? And then finally, the technology integration is appropriate or not. Overall, you do this with an objective to maximize your return on various marketing spend you have done on online media, various channels thereof, tactically and strategically. Over a long term, giving you an idea about high impact area and ineffective area. So that way you are able to generate better return on investment for your money spent. So how can you refine your targeting? As that's one of the point out given there. So look at demographic targeting, whether a proper demographic criteria is being chosen or not. Look at whether geographic targeting is required, where high potential untapped market is present, or you know that this kind of product can be sold into this kind of geographic environment. Retargeting, if need be, understand the user behavior in the past, find out some new set of parameters that can define a new nano set or new set of target audience or segments, then you need to do the retargeting or not. So you Facebook ads to retarget visitors who abandoned the shopping cart in the past. So now you kind of create a communication which is attracting those who have not been considering you, or they have taken certain items of you in the basket but not purchased through you. So that way you are able to kind of retarget very well. So refinement of a targeting will take your message to the right audience at the right time. So that attention will be there. There is something when he is received by it, he will know there is something in it, and therefore he will engage with it and may contemplate the desired action. So that's about refining targeting, optimal marketing channel. That is what been mentioned out here. So each channel performance, you know, through high ROI calculation, through the calculation of ROI over a period, you also know the channel performance, not only the campaign performance. Cross-channel marketing, can you do the cross-channel multiplication? You know, kind of, can you at any given point of time? This is what is actually happening. You do not do a campaign which is only single channel. So while you do the cross-channel, but cross-channel doesn't mean, you have to understand this. When you do same communication in multi-channel, it's not cross-channel. But when you create one with the other very well, press can give you high awareness, but digital can give you high engagement. And then in that you weave in the desire building thing. So maybe your digital then communication will build desire or say interest. Then your video communication should build the inquisitiveness and interest to buy. And then finally something which will make him actually buy. So that kind of a linkage based cross-channel marketing will really give you a strong result, because customer is getting a very cohesively built communication. Therefore, it not only generates inquisitiveness, excitement, and desire to obtain your product. Budget reallocation, you may shift fund from one underperforming channel to other performing channel. That by you optimize your spend. Allocate more budget to say Google Ads. If it is continuously giving you high rate of return, continuously giving you more leads as the case may be, or the click-through rate in that is far more better than the other. So that's what is the one example. Improve website and the user experience. We have earlier also studied. Optimize your website expectation-wise of the customer. Get into proper navigation improvement, etc. Mobile friendliness, mobile first. That is what tactics we have understood. Landing page optimization. Page should be properly headline, proper content, the flow should be natural. At regular interval, there will be kind of a compelling offer for him to get onto the action, call to action, etc. Can you bring in personalization using cookies and browsing history? Can you personalize his website experience, such as recommending the right product or bundle pack, etc.? So that's where the website experience will improve. improve the load time and mobile responsiveness. So if technically done very well, technical SEO and all, technically designed very well, your load time of each page of traffic via website will be very minimal. Customer will not even know about it. Mobile responsiveness, if he walks in to your website using mobile, he will still have a user-friendly experience. So that encouragement is there. He is engaged and he is encouraged. Leverage data analytics and tools. So here, because data is going to give you decision-making power, strong inferences coming out of data is more believable than subjective inferences. Conversion rate optimization, conduct A-B testing and all this thing which I earlier told you, page layout test, etc., and determine the most effective configuration for you, including format, time of release, etc. Apply predictive analysis, analytics available through your marketing analytics. This thing, apply that to know the change in the behavior for which how do you have to align, so that when the change starts happening, you are still in the consideration stage, you are still in the top of mind of your prospective customer. Use Google Analytics to track which landing page elements drive the most conversion. So there are various elements when you create a landing page, where after coming or using what thing customer is getting into conversion mode or the conversion rate improves, that you should be able to determine. And hence content strategy, as I told you, that is very prime importance, relevant, what's in it for me kind of a content, offering value. If he's seeking an information, are you giving it? If he's seeking a view, are you providing a view? So that way you are able to gather right understanding, you are able to then divert traffic. Other aspects of SEO modification will certainly help you. Content diversification means experiment with various content types. There are varieties of platforms available. Can you not create content and resonate with your customer the way he wants you to? SEO driven content. Content has to have a base in your science of SEO, so that your organic traffic, this thing will improve, your listing will improve, then the organic traffic will improve, then the visibility will improve, then the brand awareness will strengthen. So all these are the content related benefit. Produce a mix of how-to videos and blog posts to engage customer. Blog post will give you better idea about the titanium steel used, which you can't otherwise. So better of ceramic coating done, so they will give the idea about that, so that blog post can convey. So these are there are advantage and there are limitations of each such channel. Keep in mind and do your content. Focus on customer retention. So how can you retain customer? Email marketing is a tool that will keep you in touch with it. You have released a campaign. You cannot release a campaign to just give an updated information. That's the time when email can play the role. Create a personalized content, email can play the role. Exclusive offer, email can play a role to send a mutually exclusive offer in a very narrow set of homogeneous customers. Develop a loyalty program and then allow customer to extract more out of the loyalty program. It should not be merely for the sake of it. Customer feedback, try and reach out to customer, generate as much as feedback. It may be nano feedback, one activity and related to feedback, or continuous feedback on multi-parameter, and weave that into your improvement plan. They should be not obtained just for the sake of it. Send personalized email offer based on the past purchases made. We have discussed this earlier. Implement advanced technologies, AI and machine learning. We have learnt about it. Programmatic advertising, so you get into proper buying of keywords, proper buying of reach to the target audience, what keywords they are using, and using that, proper use of e-word, proper use of platforms, etc., you are able to generate effectiveness of your ad. Automation tool, implement marketing automation. So which we have, there are marketing stacks which allows you to do a lot of standard routine tasks automatically. Or today weave in the AI, which is what earlier also been mentioned. Use AI driven chatbox to provide 24/7 support. So that is what is happening today. It is equally important that you measure and adjust regularly. So ROI earlier used to be once in a year kind of activity. Digital was far more not there. But today, with the kind of a dynamic changes happening all around, multi-million dollars have been spent on various channels and platforms, regular measure of ROI is very critical. Not only that, create a feedback loop where there's a mechanism where feedback emerging from ROI is shared with all the stakeholders so they know where can they contribute, where should they be contribute. Be prepared to pivot your strategy based on ROI. Don't be rigid about if ROI and the data speaks for itself, be open to modify. Ultimately, you only are responsible for optimizing return on investment. So rigidity will not help. So regularity, measurement is important, and then adjustment is very crucial. Conduct quarterly review. You may decide your frequency, all marketing campaigns, and adjust your strategy based on performance metrics that you got. Along with ROI, I told you various performance metrics that you do it. That way you determine your way forward or a modification needed, adjustment needed. SEO and local SEO. While we are studying SEO, we understood there is also a concept called local SEO. It is useful for the local business. Now, you have to constantly get into optimization of it. SEO, again, as that time also been said, not one time. It has to be a continuously done activity at a regular, maybe interval. You may consistently do, you may do it at a regular interval. Look for what is the right SEO, whether global or a local SEO for you. SEO success also depends on regularity and the quality and the relevance of the content. So kindly look into that particular part. Examples, implement local SEO strategies like Google My Business Optimization. So that's a platform that will help you to capture local search traffic and accordingly then create your strategy, adopt your strategy, modify your tactics as the case may be. Continuous learning and adaptation. If you do regular measurement and etc., what is gaining is a continuous learning that you get. So that continuous learning you should leverage. You do this by ongoing education. You should have a regular interval with relevant stakeholder. So I have seen it, like in this case, agencies come and give a perspective about successful digital marketing campaign, what they did differently, what has changed on various platforms. And likewise, they tune the marketers to board those changes for which a campaign has to be done. That's where their revenue stream is. But updating yourself is very important. Adaptability to change, because everything is changing so fast. You should be agile to accept change which is going to help you in the long term. Ready to experiment. So when there is a money at a stake, maybe experiment first and then determine your way forward. Attend webinar, industry conferences to keep your strategy knowledge updated. Digital marketing changes obtained. Technology parameters understood. Environmental changes can be gained by you. So this is the way you kind of create a learning curve for you. So with this, friend, we have completed this chapter also. We complete the entire learning of this subject, marketing management in digital era. Thank you.